welcome to our fifth Guitar Noise podcast. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com. Welcome aboard. And let's get started playing. Last time out, we were going on with partial chords and being able to just strum areas of the guitar. And we're going to take that step and combine it with a couple of new steps today in order to get a little bit more freer with our strumming pattern. The main pattern, as far as a chord progression that we're going to use today, is going to be going from G to A minor, to C, and then back to G. There'll be four beats of each. So if you want to, it's not a bad idea since you know what the chord progression is going to be. Get yourself set to make sure that you can handle that. Not too bad so far. Okay. One other thing that you should know about this chord progression as we get into playing it is that the G, obviously, since we have four beats of G and then four beats of A minor, four beats of C, and four beats of G, that means that we're going to need eight total beats of G because then G starts around again. Makes sense, right? G, 2, 3, 4, A minor, 2, 3, 4, C, 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, and G, 2, 3, 4, A minor, 2, 3, 4, C, 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4. Okay? We've got one more preliminary step to deal with. It's actually going to be in two parts, possibly three parts, depends on how well we seem to take to it. And that involves the whole bass drum patterns that we've been using before. If we're going to just strum G, for instance, G, 2, 3, 4, what we can do is we can start out with root note, the G note, which is at the third fret of the low E string, and then the rest of the chord, 2, 3, 4. Or we can hit the G note on the first and third beats, 1, 2, 3, 4. Easy enough. Or we can use an alternating. And with a G, what we alternate with is the D string, usually. Okay? Usually we go alternate from the G note and the low string, 1, 2, then the D, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Some people like to use the B note, which is on the second fret of the A string as they're alternating. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Not too bad. But as a first exercise, what I'd like us to do is we're going to walk up most of the notes of the G major scale while we are holding on to the rest of the G chord, which is really pretty easy since the main thing that we're hanging on to is just the G on the high E string, the third fret of the high E string. So when we pick our bass note, if we're strumming either down, we're going to be skipping the whole rest of the strings. And if we come up, we're just going to be doing a normal upstroke where we would only be using a few of the strings anyway. We do a down and up. Again, we're going to be concentrating after the bass note on hitting the higher strings. Okay? Since this is going to be a very slow tempo, we'll also incorporate 16th notes as we did in the last two podcasts. So, on the beats themselves, we're going to be having our bass notes, which are going to be varying, and we'll talk about that in a second. But on the ands, the half note, the half beats in between the counting beats, we're going to be putting in our chords. So, for instance, if we're just sticking with our regular G, it would be 1, and, 2, and, 3, and, 4, and. That's straight eighth notes. And that particular thing, I was going down on both. You can go down and up. 1 and 2. And if you use it down and up as a 16th style, then it would be down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up. One and two and three and four and. Any of those will work in this particular case. So that's the chord accompaniment. All right. Now, for the bass part, what we want to do is we want to walk up the G scale on our guitars. We're going to be going from G, which is the third fret of the low E string, to the open A, to the second fret of the A string, which is the B note, and then to C, which is the fourth. Then we'll go back down. So very slowly, it's going to be G, chord, A, chord, B, chord, C, chord. And you hear, because I'm skipping the strings on when I do my chord, I'm getting just starting in with either the D string or with the G string, just getting the top three, either the top three or the top four. It kind of works fine. So one and two and three and four and. All right? But we're not going to stop there. Next, we're going to go to the D. And then back down C, B, A, G. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Okay. Now, this time I'm going to add it with 16th notes. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And one more time. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Not too bad. Let's pick up the ante on this a little bit. This time we're going to do the same thing, and again, you can either do just the one stroke as eighth notes, or you can throw in a down and up as 16th notes. But on the bass, when we get to the B note, instead of just going straight to the B, G, A, B, what I want to do is I want to hit the A note and then hammer on to the B. Then, because can't let a good thing die, I'm going to stay on that B and then hammer on to the C. So I keep my index finger on the second fret of the A string in order to have the B note, and then I'm going to hammer my middle finger onto the third fret. Okay? So, again, very slowly, it would be like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And G, chord, A, chord, hammer on that to the B, C. And coming back down, we'll just take it easy, not worry about that. So going back up, G. Let's pick up the speed a little bit. So, here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. Nice. One more time. Let's see if we can add those 16th notes. Take a little break, I think. actually not much of a break, but do you want to explain why we are working on this exercise? When we're strumming and we're working on chord progressions, especially if we're a solo guitar player, one of the easiest things that we can do is add walking bass lines to our chord progressions to make life a little bit more interesting and, you know, keep not only the audience's interest up, but also our own, okay? And being able to work a bass line into your strumming pattern tends to be one of the harder things as far as it goes. I mean, we all know the concept of them, and we can do them by ourselves, okay? So if I was, for instance, going from G to C, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, that's not so hard. And you can find out more about that sort of thing in the guitar noise lesson on You Are My Sunshine in the Easy Songs for Beginners page, or on the lessons page. I think that Paul's got it all over the place as far as that goes. But as impressive as the walking bass lines are in themselves, when we add them to the strumming, such as here, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3. Sounds a lot more fun. So, to get there, using this exercise that we just did, where we are working on moving our bass line along, while strumming, will make it seem a lot easier. Now, the other thing, too, is that we have more notes that we can add up and down the scale as far as that goes. So don't just settle in and say, this is my exercise. Feel free to experiment. Go up to the E note. And go back up to C. You can make all sorts of patterns, adding hammer-ons, pull-offs, going lower, and the sky's the limit as far as that goes. So don't just say, oh, this is what I learned, so this is my lesson. Now, take the time to experiment, see what else works. Now, when we're going down from G, J to the low E string, because we're in the key of G, we want to use F sharp, which is the second fret. There's the third fret. There's the second fret. There's the E for the low string. And it's almost like having an E minor seventh chord at that point, because the E is in the bass. Now, the beauty of this is because of the fact that, again, when we're strumming our chords, we're only worried about the highest strings. I can use my index finger. Well, I have my middle finger here for the third fret of the low E string, but when I go for that F sharp, I use my index finger. And it's there. It's handy. Makes life a lot easier. It doesn't blunt the notes as if I'm going to have both fingers on the second fret. So, you've undoubtedly heard this descending bass line progression in lots of songs. It's a lot more noticeable, especially in 3-4 time. You're going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I mean, where do you want to start? You can go for Mr. Bojangles, you can go for America by Paul Simon, you can go for Piano Man by Billy Joel. It's just way too many of them to use here. So, anyway. All right. Not to beat a dead horse, and pardon the pun, let's go back to our generic pattern that we've been using throughout the podcast. In case you haven't been listening, or it's been way too long since you've used it last, we're going to be going down, down, up, up, down. But more accurately, it's 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Now, to modify this into what we're working on currently, we're going to start with just the G as our bass note. So it would be 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 2, and 3, and 4. Not so bad so far. All right. Now, let's add a little bit of the bass work that we were doing. So we're going to add the A note, and then the hammering from the A to the P. But we're also going to add our rest of our chord on it. So, slowly, taking it beat by beat, the first beat is simply hitting the G note, third fret of the low E string. One. That's not so hard. The and is silent. Okay. On the second beat, we're going to go down on the beat for the rest of the chord, just the higher strings, and then back up on the ands. So that's an eighth note. So we've got 1 and 2 and. All right with that? 1 and 2 and. So far, so good. Now, instead of being silent on the 3, as we were doing in a generic strum, we want to hit the A string on the 3. On the and, we're going to come up on a partial chord, just the high strings. On the 4, we're going to hammer A to B, hammering onto the 2nd fret of the A string. And the and of 4, again, a partial chord upstroke on the high strings. So, putting it all together and putting it all together painfully slowly, it's 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. Let's try that again. 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and. Not so bad so far. Let's put a couple of them together. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1. Let's pick that up a little bit. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1. How are you doing so far? Okay. What we've just done will work when we have the two measures of G put together. Okay, remember we're going from G to A minor, to C, and then to G, but then again to G to kick us off for the whole thing again. So when we get to those two measures of G, you've got 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and. It's a nice way to just sit around on the G chord for a while. What did you think? But we also want to go from G to A minor. So the object here is going to be to go from our G that we were doing, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and to A minor, which is really easy because of the fact that the first thing we want to hit is our open A string. And then the rest of the chord, 2 and. Okay. Let's just get that far for starters. So it's going to be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and. You with me? Let's try that again. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and. And one more time for good luck. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and. Not so bad. Now for the third and fourth beat of the A minor chord, we want to move from A minor to C. And the third beat's primarily going to be what we were doing in the third beat of G. We're going to hammer on the A to the B note, second fret. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky because then we're going to want to do an up with the rest of the chord. You can use your middle finger to the hammer and keep the chord in place, and that will work perfectly fine. You can also bail and turn your A minor chord essentially into an A minor 7 chord, which means leaving the G string open. Either way will sound fine. Here's the difference. Okay. That's one way. Here's the other way. Let's try that again. Now, could you tell which one had the G string open and which one didn't? Chances are really unlikely that, unless you were paying really strict attention, you didn't hear all that much of a difference. And again, if we're playing this at tempo, or at least at a quicker tempo, nobody's going to hear it either. This is what we call passing tones. This is getting from point A to point B, or in this case, point A minor to point C, with the guitar. And the guitar is very forgiving this way. So don't worry so much about which one you do or whether or not, oh my God, I have to have my finger on the string. No, they both work perfectly fine. All right. Now, when we get to the C, we want to, first off, we're still on our A minor. Now, you can hammer onto that C, or you can just hit it. And depending upon how much I'm thinking about it, you'll probably hear both ways. So I just want to get that out of the way first off. So we're going to start with our G, and then go to A minor, and then climb up to C. Let's see. We're going to do that really slowly. So G, 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, let's try that again. So G, 2, 3, 4, G. Not so bad. One more time. 2, 3, 4, G to A minor to C. Now, once we reach our C, we're going to go back down to G, pretty much the way that we did in You Are My Sunshine. C to B to A to G. So C, 2, 3, 4, 1. All right. So we've got C, then the rest of the chord on 2. And again, here we use our middle finger to get the B note. Okay. And that's going to, again, give us kind of like a 3-string C chord on the top 3 strings. A, open A string. Again, top 3 strings. Now, if we want to, when we're coming down from that C, instead of going straight to the B, we can hammer up from the A. So that would be 1, 2 and 3 and 4. Okay, again, that was deliberately slow. Let's try that again. 1, 2, and 3 and 4. So, let's try to put all four chords together. We're going to go from G to A minor to C and back to G. And when we get to G, we're just going to hit our strum. Thank God we made it, okay? We won't worry about cycling around again. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. Survive. Let's try it again. 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 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 2 and. All right. Now, when we get to the G, we're just going to stay with what we originally started with. Remember our G, 2 and 3 and 4, and then back to G again. So, let us see if we can put two sets of four chord progression together. So, here we go. 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, A minor, C, back to G, at A minor, not too bad. Let's do that one more time. Two sets together. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and G and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 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 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and. Okay. Now, let's pick it up slightly if we can. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and G and 2 and 3 and A minor. 1 and 2 and C and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. Back to G, 1 and 2 and staying on G. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Doing. It's a bit of a workout, isn't it? That's okay, though. Now, remember what we talked about last time in the fourth podcast about getting comfortable and making a little bit more natural instead of just, you know, being really, really tight about it. So once you're comfortable, you know, sit back and start doing it. See if you can do it with your eyes closed. See if you can do it while we're having a conversation or singing some words with it. It's not that hard. You get pretty close to being there already. So hang tight. We'll see you next time.